Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 15, 1805. Sacagawea ill. Captain Clark is waiting to hear from Captain Lewis, who walked up the river more than 12 miles yesterday, seeking the upper limit of the Great Falls. Today, Clark gets a message from Lewis saying that he is at the falls, and for Clark to come up the river and find a good campsite below the rapids that they can use as a jumping-off place for the portage around the falls. Captain Clark writes the journal entry for today.
A fair morning and warm. We set out at the usual time and proceeded on with great difficulty, as the river is more rapid. We can hear the falls this morning very distinctly. Our Indian woman's sick and low-spirited. I gave her the bark and apply it externally to her region, which revived her much. The current excessively rapid and difficult to ascend, great numbers of dangerous places, and the fatigue which we have to encounter is incredible. The men in the water from morning until night hauling the cord in boats, walking on sharp rocks and round slippery stones, which alternately cut their feet and throw them down. Notwithstanding all this difficulty, they go with great cheerfulness. Added to those difficulties, rattlesnakes are innumerable and require great caution to prevent being bitten. We passed a small river on the larboard side, about 30 yards wide, very rapid, which heads in the mountains to the southeast. The Indian woman much worse this evening. She will not take any medicine. Her husband petitions to return. Late in the evening we arrived at a rapid which appeared so bad that I did not think it prudent to attempt passing of it this evening, as it was now late. After landing, I detached Joseph Fields to Captain Lewis to let him know where I was. Captain William Clark, June 15, 1805.
Clark's camp was in present-day Cascade County, Montana, opposite and just below the mouth of present-day Belt Creek, which the captains called Portage Creek, not far from the Choteau County line. Tomorrow, Clark surveys a portage route.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.